here is nothing.
Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry, your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for blessing me to be on this radio broadcast. Praise God of His great and His beautiful day. And thank God for His presence. Father God, I really truly thank you for all that you are, to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I truly thank God for all that He is in the days to come. And thank God for the warfare prayer. And I thank God for Jesus. And I want to share this prayer with the body of Christ. Prayer is a sacred connection to the heart of God. Through prayer, we invite His presence into our lives. It's like holding a conversation with God in prayer. And we take honor to recognize Him in everything that He is to us. He gave us refuge. He gave us His promise. We align our heart with His will. And most of all, I truly thank God that God blessed different ones who had experience in life to share their prayer to those who need to be encouraged, to be motivated, and to be inspired by those who went through the fiery trail, who went through the fiery trials in their lives. But they come out rejoicing, praising God. They come out like the Hebrew men who came out of the fire with no scorch, no burn, or anything. But most of all, I truly thank God for the Lord giving us and how to pray and hold a conversation with the God that we serve today. But most of all, I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But God is good, and I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. This morning, I would like to thank God for the people of God who are able to listen to the radio broadcast that is going out. Pray for the broadcast who bringing forth the Word of God in different areas when it comes to Christianity. People need to hear the word every day, throughout the day. Whether it be Christian music, whether it be somebody bring forth the word to motivate somebody, to encourage somebody, or however, we thank God that they broadcast it throughout the entire day at nighttime. Praise God, when people can't go to sleep, they could turn on WCNO. But I truly thank God for the word of God going forth every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that somebody gonna get being inspired just to hear the word of God. You can put everything else, praise God, you can listen to everything else, but one thing will not satisfy you is the word of God. That one thing that God put in every one of us that man cannot tame, only God can, and that is He utilized the word of God, and I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. In Psalm 111, I thank God for His word. As David said, "Praise the Lord. I will exalt the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majesty are his deeds, and his righteousness endureth forever. He has caused his wonder to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his word, giving them the lands of other nations. The work of his hand are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever. Enact in faithfulness and uprightness. He provides redemption. Praise God for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precept have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. And I truly thank God. But the most thing that stand out, that God built and create the covenant for us. When we become the servant of God, when we have turned loose the world, the sinful world, the world full of sin, but when we come to know Jesus Christ, we have come to build a covenant between him and you. God don't forget what he said. He always remembers the covenant. This is what David said. He remembered his covenant forever and shown his people the power. But God always established a covenant with his people. And that's it. When you became a brand new creature in Christ, he had gave you a covenant. You have built that covenant with the Father. And that covenant that God don't forget. When God created this universe, he had created a covenant with man and him. That's why he created Adam. That way Adam will remember the covenant that God had established in his life. And now today, that same God is establishing a covenant with his people. And we are his children. And we need to honor and respect the covenant. And to recognize the covenant. And to cherish the covenant. Like Mary sit at the feet of Jesus. She pondered those things in her heart when she would listen to the voice of her Savior. And now today, we have that right that we can sit at the feet of Jesus to recognize the covenant that he had created for us, that he had established while he was on this earth, while he was on that cross, while he gave himself as a sacrificial Lamb of God. He had created a covenant with the Father that we can be spared, that we will have the right to the kingdom of God. And it's a blessing to know that God loved us so much that he's willing to sacrifice his son. And his son was willing to sacrifice himself that we will have the right to all that God promised us from our generation, from our ancestors. Praise God. From we are the Abraham seed, the descendant of Abraham, that we will receive the covenant that God promised us. So I thank God for Jesus Christ, that he established us on this earth to give us hope and peace and joy, to know that we are him. And I thank God that we as the children of God, that we can be baptized into our Father, into our elder brother, Jesus Christ. John said that he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now we got to go into the fire to be baptized into Christ and to establish the glory that he wants us to have. The glory, the almighty glory of him, that we will come into the holies of holies, that our identity will be hidden in the promise and the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we will have a new identity, knowing that we have the part that God wants us to have. That was his purpose, to give us what we need. Make no difference what we are, how we nationality we are, how we speak. As long as we have the covenant that God wants us to have, and that is to have the covenant with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I truly thank God for David. I thank God that the Lord always remembers, because he is gracious and compassionate. And those who fear him, praise God, he remembers the covenant forever. The covenant that you made with him when you gave your life to Jesus Christ. When you gave your life, when you was on your very end, when your back was against the wall, and you feel that there was no way out, and the only way that you have to acknowledge is you had to call on the name of Jesus. When you was in despair, when you was in attack by the hand of the enemy, you was knowing that God is with you. So you know, my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, we need to hold fast and trust God more and more. Don't trust God for a short sight, but trust God on the far sight. Look beyond what you are going through. Look at the promise that God say he's going to do for you. Because Jesus is Lord. And all he wants us to do is have the faith. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up on God. But hold on to the promise. And be patient with the Lord. If he say he's going to do something for you, rest assured he will come through. But he might not come through when you want him to come through. But he will come through for his people. So let's depend on the Lord. Let us trust him every step of the way. Let us know that God is for us. So let's hold the faith. Keep our eyes on the Lord. And rest assured, he will see us through this. So my brothers and sisters, let's hold the faith. Let's keep the covenant that we promised God that we're going to do. And may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you today. I thank God. May he rest his covenant upon you. In Jesus' name, I thank God. In Jesus' name, I thank God for the grace that he wants you to have to hold the covenant. Don't give up. Don't give out. But hold the covenant. Hold the promise that God said he's going to do for you. And may God rest his spirit upon you today. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I am chosen, not forsaken.